Chapter 13. See and be seen. Accidents often happen because one driver does not see another driver, or when one driver does something the other driver does not expect. Some drivers do not always pay attention to what is going on around them. It is important that drivers let other road users know they are there, and what they plan to do. External vehicle lights. Headlights help you see at night and help others see you. To alert other drivers, flick you headlights, if needed. Remember to turn on your headlights whenever you have trouble seeing others. On rainy, snowy, or foggy days, it is hard for other drivers to see your vehicle. In these conditions, headlights make your vehicle easier to see. Arkansas law requires drivers to turn on their headlights when windshield wipers are needed. Turn on your headlights a 1/2 hour, 30 minutes, after sunset, a 1/2 hour, 30 minutes, before sunrise or anytime you cannot see a person or object clearly within 500 feet. Parking lights are for parked cars. It is illegal in Arkansas to drive using only parking lights. High and low beam headlights. Here are some driving tips that can help you be seen. Use your high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles. High beams let you see twice as far as low beams. If you are driving on unfamiliar roads, construction zones, or where there may be others along the side of the road, use your high beam headlights to see approaching objects. Dim your high beams whenever you come within 500 feet of an oncoming vehicle. Use your low beam headlights when following another vehicle closer than 200 feet. When driving in fog, snow, or heavy rain, you should use your low headlight beams. The light from high beams will reflect back, causing glare, and make it more difficult to see the road. Some vehicles have fog lights that may be better suited to use in fog, rain, or snow. Never drive at any time with only your parking lights turned on. Parking lights are for parking only. If a vehicle comes toward you with high beams on and they do not dim their headlights within 500 feet, flash your headlights a couple of times. Flashing the headlights will warn the other vehicle to dim their headlights. If the driver fails to dim the lights, look toward the right side of the road. This will keep you from being blinded by the other vehicle's headlights. You should be able to see enough of the edge of the road to remain on course. Do not try to get back at the other driver by keeping your headlights turned to the high beam setting. Warning horn. Your horn can get the attention of another driver. The horn should be used to alert other drivers of a dangerous situation, such as an accident. Sound your vehicle horn when a person on foot or on a bike appears to be moving into your lane of travel. You are passing a driver who starts to move or turn into your lane. A driver is not paying attention and doesn't see you. Approaching a location where you cannot see what is ahead, such as a steep hill, a sharp curve, or exiting a narrow valley. If there is danger, sound a sharp blast on your horn. Sound a sharp blast when a child or older person is about to walk, run, or ride into the street. Another car is in danger of hitting you. You lose control of your vehicle and you are moving into the lane of oncoming traffic or in the direction of pedestrians. Don't use your horn. To encourage other vehicles to speed up. To inform other drivers of a mistake. To greet a friend on the road. Blind pedestrians. Emergency flashers, hazard lights. Emergency flashers or hazardous lights are activated when a driver pushes the hazard light button, switch. The lights warn other drivers of an emergency situation, broken down vehicle, or that your car is parked on the side of the road. If available, use your cell phone to notify authorities of a broke down vehicle. Many roadways have signs indicating which phone number to call in an emergency. What should you do if your vehicle breaks down and you need to stop? Get your vehicle off the roadway and away from traffic, if possible. Turn on your emergency flashers. Try to get your vehicle in a safe location where other drivers will have a clear view. Do not stop just over a hill or around a curve. At night, a broken down vehicle will be extremely hard to see. If possible, place emergency flares behind your vehicle. This allows drivers to see your vehicle and move over. Set the flares 200 to 300 feet from the rear of your vehicle. In case you don't have emergency flares or other warning devices, use a white cloth to alert other drivers of your emergency situation. Stand by your car, where it is safe, and wave the cloth to direct traffic away from your vehicle. Never stand in the roadway. 1. Blind spots. A blind spot in a vehicle is an area around the vehicle that cannot be directly observed by the driver while at the controls, under existing circumstances. Blind spot tips. Do not drive on either side or slightly in the rear of other vehicles. When passing another vehicle, do not stay in another driver's blind spot. Never stay alongside a large vehicle such as a tractor trailer or bus. Get out of the other driver's blind spot as soon as possible by speeding up or slowing down.